This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is currently mild. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains comfortably warm. In Haifa, it's a perfect evening for a stroll. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Justin I, 24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has condemned settlers for escalating criminal violence in the West Bank. Also, Times of Israel says earlier today the IDF struck a Gaza hospital compound, killing a Hamas commander accused of planning attacks. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes the IDF warns that tensions in Judea and Samaria could lead to a broader conflict amid internal struggles. Separately, Ynet reports that the IDF warns a budget freeze is straining military readiness with critical shortages in equipment and munitions. And finally, JNS writes that pressure alone will not transition Iran's politics as U.S. sanctions take a toll. From X, the latest. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier this week that Iran claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled over anti-Israel measures. Belaz News highlighted this earlier today, reporting that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats following a Dutch law banning trade with Israeli settlements. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the West Bank, I24 News reports Prime Minister Netanyahu condemned settlers' actions, labeling them as criminal violence. This escalation comes amid rising tensions in the region. Netanyahu's statement underscores the Israeli government's concern over potential international fallout. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the IDF confirmed the death of a Hamas commander in a strike on a hospital compound earlier today. The commander was linked to attacks on Israeli forces and civilians. This strike follows another operation where the military took out a sniper. The IDF's actions reflect ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights internal security challenges, pointing to struggles within the Israeli defense establishment. They warn that ongoing events in Judea and Samaria could escalate. The internal debates within the security system complicate Israel's strategic position, especially as regional tensions simmer. Separately, Ynet reports on the military's budget concerns. Defense officials say a $5.03 billion funding agreement remains blocked. This freeze affects military readiness, with shortages in vital equipment like Humvees and munitions. The budget issue poses a significant risk to national security readiness. And on Iran, JNS discusses the broader implications of U.S. sanctions, stating that weakening Iran won't ensure political transition. The sanctions are impacting Iran's economy, but without a clear strategy, the political change remains elusive. This has significant implications for regional stability and international diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Donetsk Elad is set to acquire 10.0% of Dan Real Estate in a new stock deal. This follows a previous merger with Elad Israel Residences 4 years ago, signaling further consolidation in the real estate sector. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Israeli-founded Alice has raised $140 million to enhance AI safety. The company, formerly known as Active Fence, aims to protect leading AI labs globally. Such investments highlight Israel's growing influence in tech innovation. And finally, Walla Business reveals that parents in border communities face unexpected daycare costs. Promised subsidies have fallen short, leading to higher-than-expected fees. This development adds financial strain to families in these sensitive areas. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.